The Best Parental Control Software of 2018 by Neil J. Reuben King and Ben Moore in PC Magazine on December 5th. Parenting styles run the gamut, and so do the features in parental control and monitoring utilities. We've tested the top products to help you choose the right one for your family. Modern kids have never known a time when they couldn't connect to the entire world via the internet. In fact, they probably spend more time online than anyone else, certainly more than their parents. If you are a parent, this presents a problem, as there are explicit, disturbing, and illegal sites on the web that you don't want your kids to encounter. Furthermore, with the ever-increasing number of devices that kids use to connect, you simply can't supervise every moment they're online on your own. That's where Parental Control Services can help. This software gives you the ability to block unwanted web content, limit screen time, restrict the use of risky applications, and more. Basically, these services are a way to help keep your kids safer on their computers and mobile devices. That said, parental control software is no substitute for good communication. If you don't want your kids to visit unsafe, unsavory, or inappropriate sites, talk to them about your concerns. We recommend that you also take the time to convince your older kids that you'll respect their privacy while still monitoring their online actions, a promise you should strive to uphold. We prefer software that embraces this kind of collaborative approach, rather than apps that covertly spy on kids. If your kids see you as Big Brother, it's a safe bet they'll find ways to outsmart you and evade the most sophisticated systems. Monitor your child's devices. Long gone are the days when a single parent control utility on the family PC was sufficient for keeping your kids safe and productive. Modern kids use all kinds of internet-connected devices, and modern parental control systems must keep up. Before settling on a particular parental control utility, you need to make sure that it supports all the device types in your household. While all the products support Windows and Android, compatibility with macOS and iOS varies. Check too that any limits on the number of child profiles or devices won't be a problem. Large families, for example, will appreciate that Norton Family works on an unlimited number of devices. Most parental control software operates as a subscription service, so pricing tiers tend to align with device limits, though some offer free versions for basic protection and a limited number of devices. If your kids are strictly smartphone users, take a look at our roundup of mobile parental control apps. If getting parental control coverage installed on each of your family's devices starts to seem too difficult, consider a whole network solution such as Circle with Disney or OpenDNS. These systems perform content filtering at the router level, so your settings affect every device on the network. Naturally, you don't get the same fine level of control and detailed monitoring that you get with a local agent on each device, but this is a much broader solution. Web filters, time limits, and apps. At the very least, a good parental control tool features content filtering, the ability to block access to websites matching categories such as hate, violence, and porn. This type of filtering only really works if it's browser independent and works with secure HTTPS sites. With no HTTPS filtering, a smart teen could bypass the system using a secure anonymizing proxy website or even a different web browser in some cases. Most also have the option to permanently enable Safe Search. Of course, the most capable solutions also keep a detailed log of your child's web activity. Access scheduling is another very common feature. Some applications let parents set a weekly schedule for device usage. Some control internet use in general, and others offer a combination of the two. A daily or weekly cap on internet usage can also be handy, especially if it applies to all your kids' devices. The best services apply these two ideas to individual desktop and mobile applications as well. Custodio, for example, can block apps entirely and set time usage limits. This is particularly useful for children who have a habit of playing games or using social media apps when they should be doing homework. Messaging and social media. As kids get older, content filtering may start to seem pointless. Hey, you let them watch Game of Thrones, right? At some point, you start to worry more about their interaction with the wider world. Sure, if their friends come over in person, you can at least meet them, but what about friends on social media and other contacts your child never mentions? Who are they, really? And what are your kids discussing with them? Although some supervision is acceptable, you still need to respect your child's basic right to privacy and encourage open discussion rather than using parental control software as spyware. Many services let you monitor contacts and messages and keep an eye out for potentially dangerous or unsanctioned situations. You can even block new contacts or view message content with some parental control software. Keep in mind that this primarily applies to SMS texts. Messaging apps such as WhatsApp or Snapchat typically do not fall under the same scope. Social media tracking can also provide a glimpse into your child's social life, though many services not only monitor Facebook. This kind of oversight usually requires that you either know your child's logon credentials or convince them to log in and install the tracker's app. Disabling this kind of data collection is a snap for the child, so here, more than ever, you need to be on the same page. Remote notification and management. Most kids on mobile devices, at least some of the time, and many are almost exclusively accessing the internet on their phones. Fortunately, many parental control services offer a companion app that lets you view your child's activity, set basic rules, and view notifications as they arrive. NetNanny is a particularly noteworthy example. This kind of companion app is particularly useful for responding to access or time extension requests on the go. Otherwise, you manage everything online, where you have fine control over activity reports and restrictions. Any changes you make should propagate to your children's devices when they connect to the internet. When your child tries to visit a blocked site, makes a post using iffy language, or otherwise bends the rules, it sends you a notification to your preferred channel, such as via the app, web, email, text, or some combination of those options. Advanced features. When you get beyond the basics, parental control systems start to diverge, and with many advanced features to help them stand out from the crowd. Among these standout features are the ability to track your child's YouTube and Hulu viewing history, check your child's location, or even remotely lock down a device to force them to divert their attention. You'll also find advanced versions of standard features. For example, the best content filters don't use a database of categories. They analyze page content in real time so that, for example, they can allow access to a short story site but block the erotica. In order to make an informed choice for your own family, check out our full reviews of these parental control solutions. If you have any suggestions for software to try or just want to sound off about a particularly positive or negative experience, please add your comments and join the discussion. Featured Parental Control Software Reviews. NetNanny 7. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, $39.99. Rating, 4.5. Bottom line, with configuration and reporting moved to the web, NetNanny 7 is fully at home in the modern multi-device world of parental control, and it still has the best content filtering. QStudio, manufacturer's suggested retail price, $54.95, rating 4.5. Bottom line, parental control app QStudio is a highly configurable and easy-to-manage tool for keeping track of your children's activity on Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Kindle devices. Kaspersky Safe Kids, manufacturer's suggested retail price, $14.99, rating 4. Bottom line, Kaspersky Safe Kids offers well-rounded, very affordable parental control and monitoring, and it doesn't limit the number of child profiles or devices you can cover. Semantic Norton Family Premier, Manufacturer's suggested retail price, $49.99. Rating, 4. Bottom line, Norton's family's top-notch web interface and wealth of features make it easy for parents to track and manage their children's activity across their many devices, though it doesn't work on Mac. Circle with Disney. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, $99. Rating, 3.5. Bottom line, the Circle with Disney security appliance, controlled by a simple mobile app, provides parental control filtering and time limits for every device in your home network. Clean Router. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, $149.99. Rating, 3.5. Bottom line, have kids on the web? Clean Router replaces your home router to apply parental control and monitoring to every device on your network. Mobisip. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, $39.99. Rating, 3.5. Bottom line, you configure Mobisip's parental control options online and a local agent enforces the rules on your children's devices. In testing, we had a few communication problems. OpenDNS Home VIP. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, $19.95. Rating, 3.5. Bottom line, OpenDNS Home VIP applies parental control and monitoring at the network level for all your devices, and its essential features are available for free. UnoKids Premier. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, $100. Rating, 3.5. Bottom line, a UnoKids Premier subscription gets you comprehensive insight into your children's social communication via smartphone and popular social networks. SafeDNS. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, $19.95. Rating, 3. Bottom line, when you configure your router to use SafeDNS, you can filter out dangerous or objectionable content for every device that connects using your home network.